stab me some more, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. I can still drive, Han Chen says as he walks out of the hospital next to Bai Jingzi. She snorts and glares at him. Not a chance. You're just lucky he didn't hit anything vital, she says angrily, echoing the words the doctor who'd treated him had said earlier. Han Chen knows luck had very little to do with it, but he can't tell her that. So he just nods slightly and doesn't say anything. A moment later, Bai Jingzi mutters under her breath, but still loudly enough for him to hear. Well, if he did, then at least we could have arrested him. She sounds frustrated, and Han Chen can't really blame her for that. Han Chen hums a small agreement and doesn't bother to say anything. He doesn't really need to, since Bai Jingzi goes on anyway. He stabbed you. That's assaulting a police officer at the least. We should be able to arrest him for that. We could, Han Chen says tightly. But how long do you think it would take for him to get out of it? I did get in the way, it's not like... Han Chen grits his teeth and then says stiffly. If we're going to arrest him for something, it should be more permanent. He shrugs a little and then grimaces at the small sting in his side. I saw him stab you, Bai Jingzi protests, but not like she's really disagreeing with his point. She sighs softly. They've finally reached the car, and Han Chen waits for her to unlock the doors. He still feels a bit annoyed at not being allowed to drive, but there's no point in arguing. Bai Jingzi can be damned stubborn when she's made her mind up, and Han Chen might not be in the shape to actually fight her for it. Well, he could. But that would just delay him getting home, and he really wants to get home as soon as possible. What the hell were you thinking anyway, Han Chen? Bai Jingzi asks angrily, just as he's about to get inside the car. Han Chen's jaw tightens, and he steps inside the car without saying anything. He can hear Bai Jingzi slap the car door on her side, before she too wordlessly gets inside. It's not the most comfortable drive Han Chen has ever had, but he doesn't really feel like talking about it anymore. The next thing Bai Jingzi says to him is an offer to come up to his apartment if he needs help. I'll be fine, Han Chen says, getting out of the car. Thanks for driving me home, he adds quickly, before slamming the car door shut. Bai Jingzi thankfully doesn't get out of the car. The moment Han Chen walks into his apartment, there's a very worried Luo Fusheng at his side. Han Chen is anything but surprised. Are you okay? Maybe you should sit down. Oh, let me help you with your jacket, Luo Fusheng says in rapid succession. He grabs hold of Han Chen's arm and doesn't quite seem to know if he's going to try to lead Han Chen over to the couch or try to pull his jacket off him. Han Chen pulls his arm back and then grimaces slightly as the abrupt movement makes the wound in his side sting. Luo Fusheng frowns and tries to grab his arm again. Han Chen takes a small step back and stares at Luo Fusheng. I can manage, he says tightly. Luo Fusheng lets his hand fall down before saying worriedly, You're hurt. You should take it easy. Because you stabbed me, Han Chen bites out. Then he carefully starts taking his jacket off, Luo Fusheng hovering there next to him. I only stabbed you a little, Luo Fusheng protests, sounding somewhat indignant. Han Chen gives him a meaningful look before going to hang his jacket. Then stop fretting. I'm fine. It's not like you don't know how to stab people, Han Chen tells him. Of course he's upset at the fact that his boyfriend stabbed him. Who wouldn't be? But it's not... He's not actually angry at Luo Fusheng. You didn't leave me with much choice, Luo Fusheng says sullenly. No, he really hadn't. Not if they didn't want people to know that Han Chen, second in command of the Black Shield team, actually knows Luo Fusheng, second in command of the Hong family. You could have let me arrest you, Han Chen says mildly, stepping closer to Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng laughs, stepping close enough that Han Chen can feel his breath against his face. I'd never do that, Luo Fusheng says quietly. Han Chen wants to push Luo Fusheng up against the wall and kiss him senseless. But abrupt movements like that are likely to rip open his stitches, and then they'd probably be back to Luo Fusheng fretting over him. Han Chen grabs him by the neck, pulling their mouths together in a hard kiss. Luo Fusheng's hands settle on his shoulders, more careful than he'd usually be. Han Chen pulls away slowly, nipping at Luo Fusheng's lower lip. I should arrest you for assaulting a police officer, Han Chen says under his breath. Luo Fusheng laughs quietly, his thumb caressing Han Chen's throat just above his collar. You'd never do that, he tells Han Chen with a grin. Han Chen grabs him by the jaw, looking deeply into his eyes. Luo Fusheng doesn't even try to pull away, the grin not quite going away. If you feel that bad about stabbing me, I can punish you for it, Han Chen says in a low voice. Luo Fusheng shivers slightly, the grin finally faltering. His eyes lower for a moment before he seems to gather himself and firmly tells Han Chen, when you're healed. Han Chen lets go of his jaw, nodding. Then he presses a small kiss to the corner of Luo Fusheng's lips. Now I'm going to go lie down. It's been a long day, Han Chen says. Luo Fusheng takes his arm and doesn't seem to be about to let go. Han Chen doesn't really mind. He'll be happy for the company, even if all they do is lie there next to each other. The end.